All right, guys, so let's talk autism awareness, because, you know, it is the second, it is the day of autism awareness, and a lot of people don't realize how much autism as a whole has changed. You have so many different people, so many different aspects of it. They don't even use the typical scale anymore. And that's just odd. Because there's been so much development, so much research done, they can't just pinpoint, oh, well, you're this level, you're that level. No, we can't do that anymore. Because guess what? You can have a patient, a person who has autism, but only shows, say, 3 of 10 signs to fit into a specific category. So what they do now is they list it as a spectrum disorder, which makes it easier. But at the same time, it can make it more difficult, too. But we'll get into that in just a sec. Man, okay, so we're back. And back to talking about the whole thing with being on the spectrum. I mean, it's rough enough to begin with, but not knowing all that you can, especially if you have someone, friend, family, what have you, that is affected by it, you don't want to sit there and be a complete dick about it. I mean, yeah, it sucks having any kind of long-term issue is not so much problematic, but it definitely puts a damper on things. Makes you feel like you may or may not be worth, say, somebody else, but it's all things that you don't need to worry about, because guess what? You are always worth it, and you are always going to be special in somebody's eyes. For me, I do actually have one of my kids on the spectrum. Do I treat him any differently? I do, I'll admit it, but not in the way that anybody would think. I treat him just like I would the other two kids, but I take the extra steps that I need to in order to make sure he is taken care of, make sure that he has his way of doing things, make sure that he is learning, and it's not, oh, well, you have to have special help. It's, hey, you know what, bud? I know you learn differently, so what can we do to help you? And for me, it's a full-time job. It sucks because it's a lot. Would I change it for anything? Fuck no. I wouldn't change my kids for anything, to be honest with you. No matter how much of a headache I get from them, no matter how much of a hard time I might give them, their dad, their fathers, doesn't matter. But for me, I don't see it as a job. I don't see it as anything out of the norm, because it's something I've always dealt with. And the more that we progress, the more that I learn about it. And some of the things that I've learned, like I said, learning differently, different ways of coping, all kinds of things that we'll talk about in just a minute. All right, guys, no energy, low energy, struggling to make ends meet. Got a solution for you. It is luckyhula.lavelle.com. Again, luckyhula.lavelle.com. Okay, so you must pardon my attention deficit disorder ass. As of right now, it has taken me 2.5 hours to record a 15-minute episode. Whoops. But I know that a lot of people are like, well, how do I do this? How do I do that? It's simple. You have to focus on what your child or the person that you are assisting needs. For mine, I have to deal with them differently when it comes to punishment. I can't yell, I can't scream, because that does no good. When it comes to actually dealing with the situation, I have to sit and talk with him. Because if I don't sit and talk with him, guess what? He's not understanding. He's not taking in what I'm saying. Because to him, all it is rah, rah, rah. Yes, I can do that one more time. Rah. Ha ha, funny, funny. Anyway, we do things like we draw, we write, we take self-timed timeouts. You know, not, oh, well, you have to stay in there until mom says so. It's, you got to stay in there. You got to evaluate whether or not you are okay coming back out. If it takes you all night, so be it. If it takes you 5 minutes, cool. Means that you've got it under control for the day. But just because you have a 5-minute timeout today doesn't mean that tomorrow is going to be the same. Every single day is an adventure, especially with someone on the spectrum. I'm blessed. I have a semi-nonverbal, but there are parents, especially young parents, that have nonverbal, fully nonverbal people. And it amazes me the patience, the love, the support. I say this with the utmost respect. I couldn't fucking do it. Autism to me is a scary thing. I deal with it on a daily. But for me in my situation, it could be worse. I could be a parent that has a nonverbal, and I'm sure if that was the case, I would be able to handle it. But thinking about what if, that scares the hell out of me, to be honest with you. Because I don't know if I could. But that's it for me for today. We will see you guys next week. Have a great Easter. Have a safe weekend. All that good stuff.